next performers also are going to do something really special, especially for BNN, and it's the Proper Ladies, Annabelle and Deb.
The T-shirt. We're here on December 10th with a special winter holiday, Victorian winter holiday program. Hope you will all come and join us. It's going to be wonderful.
This is from our vast archives. We knew we would have something if we looked that would be perfect for this occasion.
And we do.
We are dedicating it to the urban and rural farmers of the state of Massachusetts.
We're holding. We're not holding anymore. We found it in a handwritten notebook that was dated 1835. It was written out in hand. It was in the Deerfield archive, and we love it. It's called The Farmer's Auld Lang Syne.
We call it The Farmer's Auld
Lang
Syne.
That's what we call it.
It has no title. And at the beginning and at the end,
the regular
Auld
Lang Syne.
You can sing along with us,
please.
And then it's different in between.
Should autumn's blessings be forgot and never brought to mind?
Should all our comforts be forgot with Auld Lang Syne?
For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. The farmer sows his mellow field, he sows the choicest grain. And lo, how rich the harvest yields, how wide a plenty reigns. Behold, how wide a plenty reigns around us far and near. Sure none can with the farmer vie, so let's be merry here.
October's ripe and splendor shine, the harvest fruits appear, the flocks and herds their fatlings yield to crown the closing year.
Then merry let us be, my friend, push round the generous wine. We'll take a cup of cider yet for Auld Lang Syne. Then fetch we all the farmer's wheel, success to loom and plow. And coming years may keep alive the joys that bless us now. Then merry let us be, my dear, push round the generous wine. We'll take a cup of cider yet for Auld Lang Syne. To Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne. We'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne.
To the farmers.
The Proper Ladies. Let's hear it again for the Proper Ladies.